Welcome to the EFL Pod Blog with Chris and Sue. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
Hi, Phoebe.
Hello.
So you've travelled a lot. You're a young girl, but you've travelled so many countries. So just tell us briefly about them.
Okay, so I lived in Sweden for 6 months. When I was studying, I did a thing called the Erasmus programme, where you kind of do an exchange with your university. I lived in the south of Sweden.
And did you like it there, Sweden?
I loved Sweden. I absolutely adored Sweden. I lived in an international hall, so I got to meet people. It was kind of my first experience of meeting people from all over the world and living together in a kind of close space. And really have a lot of responsibilities because the conversion from this Swedish education system to the British is you have to work harder.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
In the British system.
So, oh, right, okay. Mm-hmm.
So in the Swedish system, there wasn't a lot of,
okay,
of
so
work involved.
Bit of a holiday then, okay. Yeah. But did you mix with Swedish people? You say it was international, but did you have any Swedish?
There was a few Swedish people. Friends. When we went out, there was these things called nations, which are the equivalent to students' unions, a student union, but they had many associated with the university. In particular, nations had more Swedish people, and other particular nations were more international.
Yeah.
So we sometimes went to the Swedish ones and interacted there.
No, they were keen. Okay, So Sweden, positive experience.
Very
okay.
Positive.
Next country on your list?
I went to Russia, for 2 months this year. And
as a student?
As an employee.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And what were you employed as in Russia?
I was working as a... I was supposed to be working as an English teacher.
Supposed?
Well, it turned into working essentially as a nanny.
Okay.
For two children from a family. And it was an 8-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl.
Mm. And did you like that? I mean, Russia's a big, big change from Sweden and England. Did you adapt to that?
No, I didn't like Russia. I ended up leaving early because my... working, what I believed I was going to be doing wasn't what it was.
Mm. So. And when you say Russia, was it Moscow? Did you go to?
It was in Moscow.
Oh,
it
right.
was in the outskirts of Moscow. So Moscow is actually huge, which I didn't realise. It's a massive, massive city. And we lived right on the outskirts and the kind of countryside.
Yeah. But then did you like going into Moscow?
I didn't go that
downtown
much.
Downtown Moscow?
I went once or twice, I think. Most of the time I was so tired from working or I didn't get many days off anyway to go and explore it. But I'm not a big fan of Moscow. It's quite a dirty city. And not many people speak English, so it makes it harder.
Right, so you didn't really have time to adapt to anything?
No.
Okay, no. So a slightly negative experience on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the latest one?
The latest one, I have moved to Dubai, so I'm living in Dubai at the moment, and I got this job through Russia because I ended up leaving Russia early with my company that I was working for, and then this opportunity came up. We spoke to my mentor about it. I applied, I got the job, so I moved out in September. And
But Dubai, it strikes me, it's quite where it is, like as a foreigner living in Dubai. Do you live in like a complex? Is your life quite sort of cut off from everyday life in Dubai?
No, I live in a flat with a boy, and on the 40th floor of a very tall building. But living as a foreigner in Dubai is quite. There's a lot of stuff to adapt to that you probably wouldn't expect when you first start.
Okay, give us an idea of what you've got to adapt to.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything's illegal.
Everything's illegal. But can you give us a clue? Us an idea. What?
For example, living with people, that's illegal unless you're married.
What do you mean, living with people? What do you mean?
Yeah, so flat shares, they're called. They're illegal.
You can't flat share in Dubai.
No, you can't flat share unless you're married. And you have children.
And you're not married to this boy.
No, I'm not.
So you're living with a boy in a flat. Okay, we'll just change your name here. You know? Anything else that you do that's illegal?
Well, with alcohol, drinking.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
Yeah, you can't obviously make a lot of you can't make a scene.
No.
So
no. So no, not too much binge drinking in Dubai.
Well, there is.
Oh, there is.
There's loads. Yeah. Oh, there's right. Absolutely loads. It's just you can't make a scene.
Can't make a
you
scene.
You can't do all the things that British people do.
Okay. Well, that's probably a very good thing actually. Right. Okay. So what else is illegal?
There's
Visas?
Yeah, visas. Most people move to Dubai and don't have a visa in place when they move. So most people are working illegally for the first few months. Mm.
But I have the impression, I mean, you look like a very nice, respectable, responsible girl. But I have the impression that although these things are illegal, they're not really applied so rigorously.
No, they're not controlled very well.
So you're not really breaking the law that much. No.
Well, technically I am, but it's just that only if you're if it's complained about will it be picked up on. But everyone flash shares, obviously. Yes. Everyone drinks, obviously. People do things. Yes. That they're not supposed to out there, and it's not controlled.
No, but and you managed to squeeze some work into these illegal activities.
Yes. Yeah.
And so you're working as an English teacher?
I work as an education consultant and tutor manager, and I teach as well. So I have three students, two from Turkmenistan, one from England as well.
What was that country you said?
Turkmenistan.
Okay, yeah. And England.
Yeah, and England.
You teach someone from England?
Yeah. I teach a girl who's in her, doing her A-levels.
Oh, okay,
Yeah, and she's being homeschooled.
And so. Would you like to stay on in Dubai for a bit longer?
I think I'll stay there for about 2 years, and then I'll come back home, and I think I'll have got living abroad out of my system.
Okay, you've got your kind of won the dust out of your system.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Phoebe. Well, and when you're there, be careful, please. Okay.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.